Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Once again, if you do need your child to fall asleep and you need someone to sing the Sixers fight song to them to create that illusion, Matt Cotrillo is for hire and knows all the words.
You better believe it.
Just thought I'd, you know, bring it up. I figured you'd get a little extra income for you, a little coin on the side.
Hey, that's always welcome.
Yeah, you know, and it could be invaluable. Now, we do have to put the disclaimer in. It could have the opposite reaction. All right, so. I tried it twice. He sang to the child twice, and now the child is in therapy. All right, okay, a message from this station and the ad council. All right, so. Let's get to our play-by-play call of the day.
Peterson. A race up court, nearly lost the handle. 6 seconds. Mobley launches a three. No! Rebound, Keith! And time winds down! Stanford with an upset special again. They sweep the Trojans. 64-61 the final. It was only a one-and-done possession for USC.
It's interesting. Stanford's played a little bit better late, and they sweep USC. A great win for Stanford. Great win for Stanford. So... congrats to them. All right, let's get to a couple quick things. And again, just give us a call if you need Matt to sing to your child. That'd be great.
You never did the We Are chant to get your kids to sleep?
No. No, I never did any of that stuff. I said, get to bed. Let's go. I never sang him to sleep. Man must know his limitations. So, no, I never did that. I'm pretty straightforward, isn't it? Time for sleep. Get back to bed. Let's go. You seem surprised.
No, not in the least.
All right, let's get into something on the more serious side of sports, and that is, I think. We're at the point now that college football and college basketball need someone in charge. Now, you know, I can't stand, I really can't stand the word czar. He's the drug czar. There's a czar. It's like, oh, hell, basketball needs a czar. I mean, what are we in Minsk? But come on. But we knew, I think that what you need is somebody that is put in charge of college football, put in charge of college basketball, that is in a leadership role with a staff of administrators. No committee. No committees. When you have committees, nothing gets done. To all of you on committees, Oh, that's not true. No, it's true. Right? Even you know it is. You're just arguing to argue. All right? Committees don't get anything done. Okay? They just kind of sit there and like, we talked. Look, get something done, will you? Yeah, we talked. Well, good for you. That's great. You talked. All right. I'm happy you talked. But that's what I think they need to do. Is I think they need to get somebody that's in charge. And, you know, for example, when it comes to the college football playoff, you can't have a 100%. You've got to get to a point where they have over and over again. And the reason is the NCAA, for example, they're afraid of lawsuits. I don't know why. They've been sued by a lot of people, so, you know. Now, maybe the problem is like, name the last one they won. Not exactly what you call in a winning streak in court. But every single time, well, we can't do name, image, and likeness. We're worried about being sued. We can't do transfer portal. We're worried about being sued. Like, look, just put some rules out there. Put some rules. Put a person in charge of football, person in charge of men's basketball, right? Well, those are the two money sports. And then, obviously, administrators around them, you know, not a boatload, but enough to, you know, to administer the sport. Be accountable to the commissioners. And if need be, accountable to the presidents. But it's okay to sit there and set rules as to who you are and what you are. I mean, if you really wanted to, and this will go back to something I said 2-3 years ago on the show. We offer scholarships, we offer room and board, and we offer cost of attendance. That's what we offer, take it or leave it. You could. There are options. If you're a college basketball player or a high school basketball player, you can go to Europe. You can go to New Zealand. You can go to Australia. And it looks like now the door is open to going to the G League. You have options. You want to make money? You can make money there. That's fine. You can do that. There are options. Football a little bit different, in part because of the physicality part of it. Here are the rules for the transfer portal. We're going to put rules in. These are our rules. If you don't like it, you don't have to participate. Okay? You have other options. You can go, for example... I don't want to be a part of what's going on there. Well, fine. You can go to Susquehanna. You can go to Bucknell. You can go wherever. But if you want to play at this level, these are the rules that we have. But for some reason, they don't want to take that stand. Now, I'm all for name, image, and likeness. Always have been. But it's okay to put together parameters as to how it works. And if somebody wants to put together a legal challenge, let them put together a legal challenge. Let them. That's okay. And if it has to be worked out in a court of law where some changes need to be made, okay. But at least do it. Transfer portal. These are our rules. If somebody wants to challenge it legally, let them. That's okay. All right? Just do it. Put together rules. These are the rules by which we go by. And just stand by it. And don't knuckle under pressure left and right. And that's the biggest problem the NCAA has. They knuckle under pressure left and right on deals. The transfer portal thing, hey, I said a million times on the show, one of the reasons is, yeah, you have coaches change. Right? And again, what do contracts mean? Sometimes I have no idea. I mean, and you are listening to somebody that To my knowledge, I've never come close to breaking a contract. I don't leave places. As evidenced by I'm here. I've been here 10 years. I like it here. Right? Penn State basketball, done it for 40 years. Penn State football, 30 years. Right? Last 22 going into 23 now as the play-by-play guy. I mean, I've got one of the greatest jobs in the world, so who'd even think about leaving that? That's not even a consideration. But I'm a pretty loyal guy. It's just the way I am, part of the nature. My brother will tell you that's how we were brought up. He's coming on the final half hour. I'll take a break at that point. I guess he just starts talking and talks. He and Matt are always on the same page with things. It's kind of like, you know, kind of gang up on me. I mean, you two are like simpatico.
In certain aspects, yes.
But he would never sing the Sixers fight song to any of his nieces or nephews.
Yeah, probably not.
Because he doesn't know the words. All right, so...
also true.
But I think you've got to start putting some parameters together. All right, you're allowed to transfer once. Right? After that... The second time through, you got to sit out a year. And if you're out of eligibility, hey, it's not our fault. Name, image, and likeness. You know, the NCAA spent decades trying to keep boosters out of programs. Now, it's running rampant across the country. I have no solution on name, image, and likeness. I mean, because I'm all for young people being... And look, most of this stuff is like, hey, you know, we're going to get the offensive... It's kind of worked out the way I thought it would. There are certain individuals who are going to get like X amount of, hey, great, great, great. And there's going to be like, hey, the offensive line gets to eat over at said restaurant. And they have an agreement and their picture's in the window. A lot of that. There's a lot of that that goes on. But you do have, for example, hey, this position group at this school gets $500,000. Okay, now, what I just said is accurate. I just didn't give you the name of the school. I can give you the name of the school, but it's unfair of me to do that. I'm not going to. You've had a major booster at another school who could care less about the return he gets unless it's wins. And he's been bankrolling at that school. And he's allowed to. You've got some of that going on across the country. Then you have others, for example, like I mentioned DJ Uiagalelei, the quarterback from Clemson, had a deal with Dr. Pepper. Now, an entity like Dr. Pepper wants a return on its investment. As time goes, you're going to see less and less of those because they're finding that they may not get the return they hoped for on the investment. Fansville worked better than DJ Uiagalelei. It's just the nature of advertising. Fansville worked better. DJ was not having a good season, so that's not an attractive... Again, it's all about return. What return do I get on my investment? But you've got conferences, schools changing conferences left and right. That hasn't helped the product. You've got a 12-game playoff idea that is sitting there that is very well conceived, in my opinion, where you had 40% of the Power Five represented at the table. You had one member of the Group of Five represented the table. You had the independent at Notre Dame represented the table. And I think the four of them came up with a heck of an idea that, to me, the idea needs tweaking and not radical surgery. You can debate whether it's the top six highest-ranked conference champions in or the Power Five gets automatic bids. That's fine. That is a great debate to have and a good discussion. Right? Most of the other parts are not up for discussion with me. Because I think it's a really good idea. Maybe it's because I talked about that same idea 6 months before they came out with it on the show, but that's just like being arrogant on my part, like really arrogant. All right. So but I think you need to have somebody that's in charge of it. And then an administrative staff that is then helping to administer what's going on. And yeah, you have to report. And you don't need 100% approval. Look, I think you got to get to a point and say, here's our playoff. This is what we're doing. Your conference wants to be in or out. It's up to you. Yeah, I mean, you got to look at people and go, you're like, you're either in or out. Well, we think, okay, fine, you're out. I mean, this is what we're doing. You don't need 100% unanimous approval to expand the NCAA basketball tournament. We need everybody, all 11, and then 11 presidents to say yes on this idea? No. Okay? If you don't like the idea, then don't be a part of it. Because the pressure on you to be a part of it is going to be enormous. You're going to look at your fan bases, you're going to say, okay, they got to get rid of archaic stuff like that. You need everybody to say yes. Everybody? Really? No. It can't be that way. But I think it's time that somebody's in charge of basketball as a leader with an administrative staff to execute. Football needs a leader, administrative staff to execute, and really sit down and put together stuff that makes sense for what this really is. Because the NCAA right now is just spinning its wheels, and they're spinning their wheels in part because they are worried about litigation. Again, that's 1-800-LULLABY. That's 1-800-LULLABY if you would like Matt to sing the Sixers fight song to get your child to sleep for naps. Operators are standing by now. Will you do these live or are they recorded?
I'm flexible.
In other words, like insert name here?
Yeah.
How do you insert the name of the child in the Sixers fight song?
Well, you do a little like goodnight type greeting and then, or something like that, or time to go to sleep greeting, and then you just go on with the song. That's all.
Can you sing Fly Eagles Fly?
Oh, yeah, that's been done. I interchange between the Fly Eagles Fly and the Sixers song when I put the boys to sleep, primarily Mark.
Because Lisa says here that the kids are suffering from nightmares. Is that true?
Very, very rarely. And has nothing
back
to do with the song.
Back goes Wentz! Back goes Joss! Back goes McDab! Not a lot of Super Bowls in that group. Whew. Time to march down the field. It's the final moments against the Patriots. Boy, Donovan doesn't look good. And that's just in the huddle.
Yeah.
Imagine what you were doing. I don't know why. I don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
During that Super Bowl? I don't want to know.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. I was in sixth grade then.
Oh, it had to be brutal.
Yeah.
On your family.
It kind of was, actually.
One of these days, your parents and I are going to have a talk.
It's really just you and my dad. My dad's the one that's put up with me for the most, for 90% of the Eagle games.
We're going to have to talk.
Yes. He's got stories to tell that I haven't even said, not even shared yet on this show.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, a suit, I guess, applied for the Steelers GM job, not a Colbert's job. I can run this thing. I know talent.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
The Steelers have drafted Alex Peachin, punter, Bucknell. But that's the first pick. No, wait, you did what? No, I like him. He kicks the ball really well. And I was like, oh, no, not the first pick. Can see it now. He picked all small college guys. Two James Madison, two North Dakota States, a Montana State kid. Three from Bucknell. We had a shot at Bryce Young. No, oh, this guy, North Dakota State, he's a killer. I could see it now, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Dick in Milton.
Dick,
we got Penn State, Iowa tonight. I already went through Iowa style of wrestling. I mean,
I'll make this quick. I had COVID, so I didn't make the Michigan bus trip.
I watch everything on the computer or TV.
But my question is, I know this is a big deal tonight, but what I wanted to ask you, do you think in 2 years we'll actually recognize NCAA college sports?
The sports, like, for example, wrestling and so forth, you'll recognize. College football and college basketball need to get a handle on rules surrounding the transfer portal and around playoff. College basketball doesn't have to. And also college football needs to get a handle on when the signing period is. All the other sports are going to pretty much go along as they are, Dick. I don't think you're going to see many changes in what they look like. Football and men's basketball, you could see some changes, but they have to get like a handle on it.
I guess the thing that really bothers me is they've opened the Pandora's box, and I don't know if they'll ever be able to close it.
Yeah,
in football, especially in basketball.
Yeah, well, with the transfer portal, I think you'll start to get a handle on it once you get, because I do believe the rules in place that if you transfer a second time, you have to sit out. You just can't just go. So within a span of 4 years, that will actually root itself out. But I think you need to put in specifically, this is the time frame that you can transfer. Here is the second time frame that you're allowed to transfer. After that, no go. Okay? No go. You have two times a year you can go. And they've got to do that, and they have to have the guts to stand up and say, this is what we are, this is who we do, these are our rules. And then go from there. We're going to let you transfer.
Well,
but
the other thing
is, during this period,
why some of the sports, for example, Bucknell didn't have the fifth years, but all these fifth-year schools played a lot of fifth and sixth-year kids. Next year, those kids won't be available, and everybody should be all back to equal terms again.
You'd hope. The problem with the Bucknells of the world is this. If they get anybody that is really good, the idea of them transferring up is certainly sitting there. Eric Wilson, for example, is going to the NFLPA All-Star game this weekend. He transferred to Penn State from Harvard and ended up being a starter.
That's
not the last Ivy League guy. And like we see it in basketball, Nate Sestina, Jimmy Sotos. Yeah. I mean, guys like that going to Kentucky and Ohio State respectively. I mean, that's the problem with smaller schools right now is that the bigger schools are poaching them.
I'll make this real quick, but Jimmy Sotos doesn't rely on basketball. He's got 1.2 million followers on TikTok for his dance.
Oh, I know. Oh, believe me, we know.
Isn't that unbelievable? 1.2 million followers.
And there's a kid at gymnastics at Penn State. He's number one in followers on the entire campus.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show, of course, sponsored by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels of the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Gear, routes 11 to 15 Holmes Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time now, ladies and gentlemen, to bring in the one, the only, the king.
King.
10 years. Wow. I've been with you for 6.
So. I know.
Oh, 10 years, that's pretty good. So.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the tolerance on their part.
So we think Bill O'Brien's going to go to the Patriots?
Well, if McDaniels goes,
yeah,
good. Well, first of all, you know, he's got, his family lives up there. He grew up there, and I know how much the area means to him, so he loves being there. It's yeah. also important, too, that, his son Jack, Bill and Colleen are very familiar with the Boston Children's Hospital system.
Yep.
Which has been critical. There's a lot of different factors that go into something like this that a lot of people may not think of. Could he? Sure he could. I still think Bill would make a heck of a head coach someplace. But what kind of openings are there? I mean, I think the two hires made this week were a little bit surprising, especially the Bears hiring. I thought that was surprising.
Who'd they hire?
They hired the defensive coordinator from the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
You know, I mean, look, every team, not every team, I'd say 8 out of every 10 teams in the NFL always seem to go with the opposite of what they had. So the Bears had an offensive coach in Matt Nagy. Now they go with a defensive coordinator to be a head coach. Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator, had been the head coach of the Broncos. Now they're going with the offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. Now Jacksonville isn't in that. Looks like they're going to go with Byron Leftwich. Who knows what they're going from? From Urban Meyer to him, who knows what they're going from? They're going from a college coach to a professional.
The offensive coordinator from the Packers?
Yeah. Yep.
So that would explain Rodgers.
Well, I don't know. Nobody knows. I think Rodgers is going to stay in Green Bay. If they can assure him, see, and he wants to do it before the franchise tagging.
Yep.
He wants to do that because that's Devontae Adams he's thinking about.
Right.
And so I think, it's just my personal opinion from 30,000 feet, that he's staying with Green Bay. Then after that, I mean, that's not the fun thing to write about. It's much more fun to write about him going someplace else. I got that. But I think that's just from 30,000 feet, that's my guess. Matt wants him fired. No, Matt wants him fired, but he wants everybody fired.
Well, I think the biggest surprise is Miami letting their coach go.
I'm baffled by that.
And he did a good job down there. He's the best Bill Belichick coach out there, probably besides.
At least Bill made the playoffs 4 times with Houston. So,
yeah.
I actually wasn't that shocked by it. I'm not a big Flores guy. I mean, he did a good job this year. I mean, 1-7 to almost being in the playoffs is a heck of a comeback. But
the difference is that you're hoping for it, not that you expected it. Okay, if they could fire all 32 guys, it would really make your week.
I don't want to turn this into something. I don't mean it in any other way except he's a very good coach. And he's also African-American. And that's the big push. I don't understand why somebody else didn't scoop him right up, because he's good. And because of, you know, all these racism things and all that, it just surprised me. I think he's a very, very good football coach.
The way it sounds to me is he's not enamored with the quarterback and the organization is, so that's a football reason.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of other issues with the offense, too, but, I mean, quarterback was the biggest one down there in Miami.
Oh, he played well at the end of the year. Tagliola, whatever his friggin' name is, but
the Tagliola,
the quarterback. Quarterbacks are playing well.
You have to remember, I have to say his brother's name all the time.
Exactly.
Because he's the quarterback of Maryland.
But how do you say it?
Tagliola.
What?
Tagliola.
Tagliola. His brother is Talia Tagliola.
He played really well at the last. He's a big reason why they won.
At some point, I will have a private conversation with Mike Kosicki. And I will get a better read from Mike as to what is and isn't going on down there.
Right. Because that made no sense to me. I thought he was one of the top five coaching jobs this year, and man, they released him immediately. I mean, they didn't even wait.
It's got to be something internal that from 30,000 feet we don't see. In other words, is it a rub with management over the quarterback situation? I mean, is it that where he's not enamored with the quarterback? And he's being forced to play him and didn't want to. I mean, is that it? And then they look at him and say, hey, look, you do it our way, the highway, and so we're going to do it our way, you're out. I mean, it could be as simple as that.
Weren't they looking at somebody else this year halfway through the season?
To play quarterback? Yeah.
Back, huh?
Yeah, they were. At one point, there's a lot of talk.
Maybe that bothered him, like, hey, you're undermining me here, you know?
Well, was the other part too? I believe they were trying hard at one point. Not trying hard. I'm sorry. There are a lot of reports that Miami would have preferred Deshaun Watson,
yes,
but you can't take Deshaun Watson right now. You can't. You can't take Deshaun Watson until you feel like he's quote in the clear. As long as it's murky, you can't go near him because murky could turn into legal disaster. And now you've got to
put nobody's picked him up as a coach. Deshaun Watson, I would stay away from completely.
Oh, yeah. Now, Flores may end up with Houston. I mean, he could end up with Houston.
That guy can coach, man. He's good. He could coach for me any day. So.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance he might, because I just saw a report earlier on Twitter that it sounds like Brian Daboll's going to be the guy with the Giants.
Well, that makes sense because of the Bills connection with the new general manager.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Why can't the Giants get that?
I think that's a good hire. If that is the guy.
I don't know who he is.
He's a Bills offensive coordinator, and he's done a great job with Josh Allen. I think that's a good move for the Giants.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't recognize the name.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think it's a good hire for the Giants. And I like the Joe Schoen hire, too. So, yeah, I think they're heading back in the right direction, maybe.
Joe Schoen sounds like he's a good hire. I haven't... again, that's a case where if he gets here, maybe I'll talk to Terry Pegula and get a read from him about it. But I haven't talked to Terry in maybe a couple of years, because he doesn't get here that often. I think the last time he came here, I think may have been 2 years ago when he brought Sean McDermott with him to meet Cale Sanderson. So.
Does David Ortiz belong in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, you can't.
He did steroids.
I mean, well, you can't test negative as often as he did for 14 seasons. he tested negative every time because they kept testing him.
That dude was juiced. Come on. He had seasons where he started off batting 160, and they said he was done. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he starts slamming the ball all over the park. And I love the guy. I'm just saying, you're keeping a lot of guys out of the Hall of Fame because they...
But the testing regimen has been in since the start of the 2004 season.
And he tested positive in 2003.
Right? But from 2004 on, he got tested so many times, and all of them were negative. Why?
Because
he may not have been doing it. See, that's my point, is that when they started testing... See, Clemens and Bonds both got out a couple of years after the testing started.
Yeah.
They both got out in 2007, and that was because of age, in part. I mean, let's not be unfair here. I mean, there's a certain point, like, you can't keep going to 90. Only Brady can do that. and George Blanda. But it's, you know, but Ortiz kept getting tested from the start of the 2004 season till his career ended in 2016. And it was,
man, that
every
guy
one
was
of,
a clutch hitter, man.
And every one of them was negative. So I think that kind of tells a story, doesn't it? Because those are all of his great years.
Well, that's he's getting criticism in Boston. A lot of people felt he was always juiced. He just found a way around it. So,
well, I mean, that's always possible. You know, now, I mean, I only have a problem with somebody that sings their kids a Sixers lullaby to get them to sleep. I mean, now that to me is like, you know, that's kind of crosses
some lines.
You know,
the one I don't understand, and I mean, he's turned into kind of a douche, but Curt Schilling. He doesn't even get a look. And
Schilling,
man, great pitcher.
This is the comparison I make on Schilling, and it's really simple. I think all of us agree that Clayton Kershaw should be in the Hall of Fame when his career is over as a first ballot guy, right?
Yeah.
All of us agree with that? Okay. Seventh game of the World Series, it's Curt Schilling or Clayton Kershaw. Who do you hand the ball to?
Curt Schilling.
Exactly.
Every time.
Yep. It's not even one of those where, like, gee, I was up all night thinking. I'm like, okay, Schilling's going to pitch tomorrow. I mean, that's about how the discussion would go. It would not be, I'm losing sleep, which guy do I start? And
yeah,
I think
I'm a Yankee fan. He destroyed us.
And Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer in my book, no question. But
right.
I'd pick Schilling
show
and would have
a big game.
All right, and would not have a reservation about starting Schilling. I wouldn't even lose a second of sleep over it.
Yeah,
only because
they don't even give him a nod. He doesn't make it. It's not even close.
Right.
His numbers are good. He's got the World Series under him that he was a big part of. I mean, like the bloody sock, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They were
unhittable. Yep. Hey, we got to take a break. We have to come back with our picks. Mine are easy. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 W. All right, here we go. Here's the championship game picks. I mean, I went against what I should have done last week because I picked two teams to go to the Super Bowl and we had to do our prediction in August, and I picked the Rams and the Chiefs, and I didn't stick with them last week. Well, I'll stick with both of them this week. So I'm done. You guys can yell amongst yourselves.
There you go. All right, so last week, King and Steve were 0-4. I was 2-2. So, King, let's start with AFC Championship game. Cincy against Kansas City and the Brett Veaches.
I'm going to keep the roll going. I got Cincinnati.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like it. They did win earlier this year.
I root for them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Mahomes' wife.
Oh. And why not?
Yeah. I don't know her, but anyway, she sprays liquor on everyone.
So. Oh, all right. I didn't know that, but okay. All right, so on the island with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now we got the NFC title game, part three, San Francisco and the Rams. This one went to OT, and the 49ers nearly came back. King, who you got?
Niners.
Ooh, all right. Going against the grain.
Well, you know, wait a minute. I like Stafford's wife. Oh, boy. You know what? I got to go with the Rams because Stafford deserves a shot in the Super Bowl. He played for Detroit for so long. To see him make it to a Super Bowl would be... And Garoppolo's already been in one. So, and Stafford's wife, did you hear what she did with the tickets?
No.
She bought thousands of tickets and gave them out in like a lottery to people who would write their stories and so that they could get tickets for the game. So I thought that was really cool.
That is
yeah,
cool.
The other guy's wife sat up and Mahomes' wife took a bottle of champagne in her VIP suite and sprayed it all over the people sitting below the VIP suite after they won. So I'm going by wives. I got Rams against
the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Okay. Well, I'm going with the Rams, too. When I look at this game, I just think the Rams are just going to be too much for the 49ers to handle. I know the 49ers almost came back, and the Rams have almost blown 2 out of 3 leads, but in the last three games. But I think the Rams take care of business this time. I wouldn't be surprised if this is Rams outright. That's all I'm going to say. But I like KC and the Rams. But if not, I would love to see KC and San Francisco rematch from 2 years ago. Plus, it'll be the Central PA Super Bowl again. Robbie Gould and Brett Veach. We'll see what happens. Either way, we should have a good matchup.
Got a lot of superstars on the Rams who this is their only shot. If they don't get it now, they're not going to get it.
Yeah, so. I am definitely rooting for Matt Stafford, too. He deserves it after a long year.
Oh, yeah, he's a good man. He's a really good man.
You always seem to forget about Kevin Givens. He's from Central Pennsylvania, too. He's from Altoona.
Oh, you're right. Yes. My bad.
I know I'm right. Yeah. I know him.
My bad. All right.
I
throw
do
him in there, too.
All the time.
Central PA well represented here in Championship Sunday.
There you go. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy it. Stock up at Brewers Outlet now. Big weekend. Some wrestling tonight.
We got a blizzard.
Yeah, have fun with
blizzard?
That, King.
And we got wrestling tonight. There you go.
All right.
Penn State and Iowa. Boring against exciting.
Around.
All right.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage. Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.